That was ABBA. And I Cross the Street, I Have a Dream. Now, the reason we picked that one, it's the song choice of our guest who's coming in at 10:30, Leona Kane. And she picked that special one. But I actually think that this suits our next guest as well. So in studio, we have now, and delighted to have, Orla Farrell. So Orla Farrell is the founder of Easy Treasy. Now, that sounds mad. Orla Farrell, can you please explain to us, what's Easy Treasy?
Well, stop talking, start planting is our motto. And as soon as ABBA stopped singing there, Gavin and I started planting an oak tree here. So I did that when I was on the Tuberty Show on RTE last year. We planted an apple pip in a yogurt pot, but Near FM now have an oak tree that may last 1,000 years. It's a grand little sapling. So I'm going to take off my gloves. Thank you very much, Gavin. And I presented him with a Plant for the Planet t-shirt, and Karen gets a bar of chocolate to share here with tree nuts in it. It's so not our official one because I've run out, but I'm getting more. So we're powered by chocolate.
You're a Greek bearing gifts this morning. You've brought in a tree. You've brought in tree chocolate, and you brought in a magazine as well from Crown Ireland, and
yes,
you're starring in that issue. Tell us what you were talking, just as we were listening to ABBA there, and I Have a Dream, and I know your dream is to plant a million trees by 2023, or should I say 2023?
That's it.
Yes. So tell us, how many trees have you planted already?
So it's funny, I was just on with the tree council there before I walked in, and I had, when I set out this morning in my electric leaf car with the trees in it, I drive electric, we had 53,000
and about
53,000, yeah, and 56. Brendan is just telling me that in Croom, County Limerick, there is a school planting 2,500 trees now in the next few weeks. So the tot keeps going up. So we've got a flying start. We planted 30,000 trees around the country during Science Week alone.
Brilliant.
So that was
brilliant.
Really a great start to this
brilliant
season.
And I know you were involved in my son's school there. You offered them very kindly during Science Week some gorgeous trees for St. Fintan School in Sutton. And you were saying at the time when I was asking you what kind of trees are there, you said there's a right tree for every place.
Well, I suppose like finding a right husband, you know, that you'd have a few options in most places. But for example, at your son's school, we were planting beside the stream there in Balldoyle. And as you know, and certainly I know, it gets very wet there increasingly with rainfall events and so on. You have to be aware that the trees, they grow best in the conditions where they thrive. So
yes,
we put a mixture there of trees such as alder, which really likes the wet. And we had a landscape gardener helping us that morning, and he was asking our great supporters in Fingal.
Silver birch, didn't you?
We had downy birch. Well, this landscape gardener said, you know, why don't you plant willow along there? You know, that would mop everything up.
Aww.
And that year we hadn't got willow. So
yeah,
sometimes it's what trees you
have. Yes.
And using what we have is a really important
thing. So that's the point, is to just plant trees. It doesn't really matter what tree, but just go and plant a tree.
Well, the trees you like, if you're planting them in your own garden.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're fond of trees. You have a copper beech, I think.
Yes, I have. Oh my God, yes, I know, I sent you a photograph of this copper beech.
Well, I'm going to stop you there. I think you find your copper beech has got a little large for
a little
your...
large,
yeah.
It's the tallest tree in all of Balldoyle.
Yeah. Well,
and it is only 19 years old.
Sometimes we make mistakes, you know. I made the same mistake. I had a cherry tree in my front garden, and really, you know, we planted cherry trees actually in Seagrange Park with the children from St. Nessens, because it suits the park where it's not going to be near drains. It may be that we don't get it right first time, but that's all right. I mean, Ireland was covered 80% with trees.
Yeah.
And na Gael means tree people. So Irish people were very familiar with trees and the craft of looking after trees and living
with trees around us. But we were virtually denuded of trees. We were down to 1.5% tree cover at the turn of the 1900s.
And that's from 80%.
Yes. And so we've gone up now to 12.5%, which is a great... It's great progress.
Yeah.
We're still the worst in Europe, along with Malta.
Wow. Wow.
So a lot of it with people who, you know, they might wonder, will we have too many trees if we're talking about doing lots of planting for climate action? Well, the right tree in the right place is our motto.
Yeah.
With Plant for the Planet, with CRAN, with the Tree Council, that is always our motto. So so you take a bit of advice. As if you were, you know, if you were doing anything in your garden, you know, you'd take advice.
I read a piece from the Examiner when I knew you were coming in today, and thanks so much for coming in and talking to us about Easy Treasy, that you were inspired by a school teacher you had when you were 6 years old.
It's true.
Yes.
Yes.
And this school teacher said to you that there was 80% tree coverage, and how he was able to explain, as all good primary school teachers can, that a squirrel could go from Malinhead to Mizenhead without ever having to touch the ground.
Right.
What a gorgeous image. And for a 6 year old Orla, or for a 6 year old anybody, to think that a squirrel can walk all the way down the length and breadth of Ireland without ever touching the ground, that's how much we had 80%. That's what 80% forestation looks like and sounds like. And then there was another example that the teacher brought in, a hanger, saying this was made in Sweden.
Yes. And Sweden is very much in the news, of course, with Greta Thunberg's leadership and climate change.
Yes.
We in CRAN, we are organising jobs in the forest industry conference next year with the UN. So it is marvellous to think that... by restoring the forests and woodland that we had in the past, that we can, by managing them sustainably, provide jobs on the land and in industry.
Now, there was, you mentioned Greta Thunberg there, and I think there isn't probably a human in the whole world who hasn't heard of this amazing child. And she has a video that's going viral at the moment, herself, and she talks about her friend George. Now, this guy is George Monbiot, and he describes this amazing thing. He says he's going to talk today about a magic machine that sucks carbon out of the air, costs very little, and builds itself. And then they obviously go on to talk about trees. And there's a Chinese expression that says the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago, and the second best time to plant a tree is now.
True.
So, yeah, of course we should have done it, you know, when I was back in primary school. We should have, of course we should. We should have replanted the trees so that those squirrels could keep moving again. But we didn't. But we're doing it now, and you're doing it. You've got 50,000 trees already. Now, 50,000 from a million, that's still a huge mountain to climb. How are you going to get to a million?
Well, we have huge cooperation. We have all sorts. We are a charity, and we have in Ireland, we have volunteers with the support, as I said, of the Tree Council, Cuilta, and we're part of the Trillion Tree Project. So I mentioned Greta, and you mentioned when I was a child myself, and how I thought this is something that I would love to do something about. And I had thought I might go and buy myself a very, very large farm and plant a tree farm. And that didn't work out. As a primary teacher, I didn't switch into farming. So now what I'm doing is a sort of party planning for trees, where I'm marrying the children love to come out.
Party they're, planning for trees.
Yes.
I absolutely love it.
So
how do you tell the kids this? I mean, do kids talk to kids about it? Like, Greta talks to my kids directly. And anytime there's something to do with the environment or anything, in fact, every dinner table conversation is now about Greta and about, you know, and I have to say, you know, to my kids, you know, if you're going to start cleaning up the planet, start with your bedroom first, please. But you mentioned this other gorgeous kid, a German schoolboy called Felix.
Felix.
Yeah.
I've met him. He's now 22.
You.
And at the age of 9, he said, which is, I know your program is focused on wellness, and he he said, we will start planting trees. Do you know what, everyone? If the children in every country of the world planted 1 million trees, then I think we would have done something to combat climate. So
I was reading about this fellow,
yes,
Felix, and already he has planted 15 billion trees.
It's true, yes.
My goodness.
Yes, in Mexico, every day 5,000 more trees are being planted, and people can contribute to this. It's €1 a tree. I have an app on my phone here, so you can plant if you're at home and you're looking out at the rain and think, well, you know, it's an Orla's idea is a nice one of planting trees, but I'm not going out today. So there's the Plant for the Planet app. Easy Treesy is on it. EASY TREESIE. So you can download that app, and there's a leaderboard, and it just has €10 per tree for planting in Ireland, or you can plant with Plant for the Planet in Mexico, which is €1 per tree. And we've an advantage in Ireland in that, well, number one, we have so much space. We have children now in over 100 countries who are participating in this global, it's a UNESCO-backed project. So we're not on our own. And we've run tree academies. We had one in Baldoyle. We have had one in Malahide Community Centre. And yesterday I was out in Swords in the County Hall organising one for Swords. So
I love the term you used there, Orla, party planning for trees. We were talking to Stephen Kennedy earlier about getting teenagers and kids involved in sport. And he said, if you make it fun, they'll stay. You don't have to make them do anything. They'll want to do it. So if you can make tree planting fun, and yourself and Gavin here just planted a tree in the length of time, listeners, that we listened to ABBA, a tree was planted here in the studio. It was a bit mad for about 4 minutes. So, but that's how quick it is to plant a tree, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. The children, we actually had to stop
them.
It sounds
like a big deal. It's not a big deal. You're just planting a seedling.
Well, this is
a seedling tree.
You know, a 4-year-old could plant that easily, and indeed, in twos they can plant 20 of them in maybe 15 minutes if the holes are dug in advance. So we have voluntary groups or corporates. With Bank of Ireland came out with us with 90 people to help plant trees. We've got Innovate to Zero who are they have contributed. We've children planting 1,000 trees in Meath now over the coming months.
How do you talk to kids, Orla? Is it on social media? You know, I know you're on Facebook and you're on Twitter and you're on LinkedIn. Are you on Instagram and Snapchat where the kids are?
Yes, yes, I am. And there's never a problem at, having children come out, because the children love to come out.
Of course,
and I mean, of course, June and July are nice times to be planting, but we plant in the bare root season, which is now until Easter. And anyone at home who wants to take action on climate can go to their local nursery and take advice and put a tree in their own garden. And you might like to add it to our tree counter, because Ireland is quite low on the leaderboard there. Trees, they not only will they give shelter in your garden and give you lovely colourful leaves, but they capture the carbon, which is really essential in helping counter climate change. They'll filter water, they'll anchor soil, and they help mitigate the effects of climate change and severe weather. So they're essential for biodiversity. They've great health benefits, and planting trees can really help make a difference while we find other solutions to climate change.
Yeah,
so that is why we have the goal of planting 1 trillion trees. We have done the survey. There are 3 trillion trees on planet Earth. There used to be 6. We've room for another trillion now. Without using agricultural land, we can find spaces. So that is what I'm doing in collaboration with local authorities, tidy towns groups, residents associations. And I was so excited to be coming in, Karen, this morning to talk to you here, because only yesterday I heard that really the chain reaction has has begun in Baldoyle, where we had our tree academy, because their residents association now has just, I heard last night, raised €1,100 to plant one tree. They're hoping to build on the children's planting there in Seagrange Park, where we planted 3,305 trees.
Well,
that's one for every primary school in Ireland.
That's fantastic.
And now they have one for residents.
It's no coincidence that it is Baldoyle, because you were a primary teacher there.
That's right.
A long time.
Yes.
And you taught two of my boys. So I know that when, and actually when my kids were in your class, they often came home with stories about nature and with stories about what they did. You were you were responsible for the green flags and everything in that school.
For many years. I've handed on the torch now. However, I go back and visit.
But if you instill it with children, that message stays with them. So that message you got from your teacher when you were six, you gave to my kids when they were that age, and it has stayed with them. So that's the importance of involving schools and teachers.
Well, thank you. And because I'm registered as a secondary school teacher also, I'm still a registered teacher. You ask how I communicate with the children. Well, I can walk into where there are children between 4 and 18 and explain what we are doing. And the schools are delighted to join in. We're going to be having another Tree Academy, which is our formal climate conference for children. Not only are we having one in Swords, we're collaborating with Trinity College, with the Professor of Zoology there, Yvonne Buckley, who attended our previous Tree Academy and has connections to a school local to here. And we're going into Stephen's Green to measure the carbon that is
captured. And you've Aidan Ilona as well.
Yes.
I love her. She's great. But do you know what? Your Facebook page is fascinating. The amount of stuff I learned just by being on your Facebook page yesterday. And you know, because you put up some really interesting stuff, and I learned all sorts about the different trees and how to identify them by the bark, by the leaves.
Thank you.
And the post I really liked was about how one person can make a huge difference. And there was, you have a lovely post about the forest man, and his name is Jadhav Payang, and he's from Majuli Island in India. Now, so Jadhav has planted one tree a day every day since 1979, and now this one man has created a dense forest, which is in the middle of a barren wasteland. And his forest is now bigger than Central Park. It's home to elephants and tigers and rhinos and all sorts of wildlife. So that's the difference that one person can make. So I got fascinated by this fella, Jadhav, and then watched another video last night about him. And the question was asked, why did he start planting a tree every day from 1979? And there was a terrible flood near his village, and there were snakes washed in, and it became a huge crisis for the village. And he thought, how can he stop this? And he thought, if I can just plant a tree, that at least will, you know, do some good. And then one tree begat another tree. And he said in the beginning it was really hard, because, you know, how do you find trees? But now he says it's really easy, because the seeds are being produced from trees, so they're effectively, the trees are replanting themselves.
That's true.
Yes.
And trees grow faster in Ireland. I mean, we have the advantage
that
we don't really have to worry too much about watering, apart from maybe 2 years ago, where we had the exceptionally dry summer. And if people collect water in their rain barrels in the garden, that needn't be a problem. The schools all around Baldoyle gradually joined with us in St. Lawrence's, one by one. St. Mary's, St. Nessens planted over 200 native trees just this year during Tree Week on their own grounds. So yesterday I was in a Dublin school where they have room for 1,000 trees. Now, we prefer to plant on public land because that is our project.
But you can do both.
Yeah. Well, you know, the trees are going to capture carbon wherever they are. So the aftercare is important too, and we, without any spraying, we encourage the children to trample the weeds around the trees that they've planted.
To give the tree a fighting chance.
That's it. If they're going through the park to go to their, you know, their tennis or going to play, or when they visit with their parents now, we actually had the Finglas teacher commenting that the children very frequently bring their parents to show them the trees that they've planted. They've planted 1,000 trees, where every child in the school came out to plant tree. And this is happening all over the country. There are these good news stories, places like Athenry in Galway, and I'm off to Galway during Tree Week, and to Cork also, where the schools have teamed up with, for example, Birdwatch in on Harper's Island Wetland Centre.
Well, there's
Cork.
A huge connection there, isn't it?
You know, of course.
No more than
yes.
Jadhav in Majuli Island in India.
Yes.
He planted one tree in 1979.
Yes.
And now he has a forest that is a dense forest,
yes.
which is now bigger than Central Park, and it's now home to all these wildlife. I mean, you know, you mention all the big ones like elephants, tigers, rhinos, all that, but mm-hmm. it's all the birds, the bees, the insects. Mm-hmm. He has created a city.
Yes, and with the Society of African Missionaries as well, we've been advising on the Great African Wall Project. Mm. A friend of mine took her two daughters on holidays there about 2 weeks ago in Africa, where they hadn't had rain in 5 years in a location in South Africa, and they're suffering very severely. So if people think, well, you know, it's not really our problem in Ireland, it might be a problem in Africa. Mm. However, we have a moral obligation. And I'm going to plant another tree on the app here before I leave to match
Great.
Our Irish oak tree.
Excellent.
It's a sort of symmetry idea that we have. And we forest.
You also get the prize for the most tree puns.
The children come up with them and they run around my head. But
Orla, if you want to contact yeah. Orla, she has tree mail. Everyone else has email. She has tree mail. So to find out yes. more, easytreezy.com is your website.
That's right, yes.
And you're on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Snapchat, everything else.
That's right.
So you are now our Jadhav.
Well, Wangari Maathai, in fact, is who inspired this boy, Felix. And
yes.
she planted 30 million trees.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
It was when he read about her planting them in Kenya. In fact, it was a park where there was going to be building. And she went in at night with women friends and planted trees in that park. So that is what started her off. And with help from her friends and the people who were inspired by her, she got those 30 million trees planted and got a Nobel Prize, which has inspired this Plant for the Planet global movement.
Wow.
And rather than waiting for me, if people get in touch with politicians, we're all coming around knocking on the doors now.
Very
to find
good
out
conversation
what public
to have at the
land,
door. Yes.
What public land can be freed up and people can identify it themselves and say, you know, is there a chance I could go out with my family, with my friends on a Saturday, you know, in the evening and get some trees in the ground before Easter, which is the cheap and cheerful time to do it.
So what we're going to do is have conversations with our politicians on the doors about Easy Treasy. We're going to tell them to connect with Orla and send tree mails.
It still won't solve climate. We still need to leave the fossil fuels
we're doing
in the ground.
Something, yeah. and that's the important
yeah.
thing. So just
it will make a difference of 1 degree, however, which could be crucial.
Excellent. Now, what we're going to do is let Gavin plant another tree. He's already planted one in studio. We're going to let him plant another tree virtually on your app. And we're going to film that and we're going to tweet that later. And if you wouldn't mind, listeners, can you see the tweets from Near FM and retweet? It's easytreezy.ie. And after the break, easytreezy.com.